Horses never have that problem. Never. But mules, I've worked lots of them that wouldn't, though he wouldn't take your cultivator out at the end of the row. They'd start dropping back a little bit each time until they'd start turning when their head got there. See, they thought they was hurrying that job up, or hurrying noon up. And then about 11:30, they'd break.
And they thought
not all of them, but just occasionally you'd have one to do that. And he knew his time to eat. And he'd just be dragging along. You'd have to put the whip to him every once in a while.
Oh.
And put the whip to him about 11:30. But now when you turned him out and started him down this turn road toward the barn, you'd have to jump on the cultivator and ride, because he'd walk as fast you couldn't keep up with him.
Oh.
See? The horses wouldn't do that. They'd use the same gait going to the barn as they use in plowing. But now these mules, you know, they were sharp in a dumb way, you see.
That's funny. how would people call chickens at feeding time?
Chicky.
Have you ever heard anybody call sheep? Do you know how they call sheep?
I never had any deal with sheep.
Yeah. They probably didn't even have sheep around here, I guess.
Just a few. More of a novelty then.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were plowing with the mules or horses, what would you call what you'd hold in your hand?
Well.
That you guide them with.
You got them with?
Right.
Yeah, check lines.
Okay. How about riding on horseback? What would you?
Reins.
And on a saddle, or what do you call the part you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Now, if you were plowing with two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, he's the lead horse.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always called him.
That was called, yeah.
Because he did take the lead.
He would take the lead. Mm-hmm.
And the other we called the off.
The off. Mm-hmm. Oh.
He was not the leader.
Uh-huh. Now, if something like a house, if I ask you where somebody lived, and it wasn't just right next door, but you might say, but it's not very far, it's just a little...
Little piece, most of the way. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying little ways down the road, I've heard him say little piece down the road.
How about if it was somebody lived a long distance, you'd say, yeah, it's quite a...
Quite a ways.
Quite a ways, they'd probably say that.
You know, they don't use word expressions like this
anymore.
No,
they don't use like a little piece.
A little piece, you'd say, they think in terms of blocks if they've been city people.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll say it's a half a quarter of a mile or 100 yards or so.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It says 100 yards or so if it's rural. And if it goes beyond 100 yards or so, you'd say, well, it's approximately a quarter of a mile.
Uh-huh.
See, or a quarter of a mile, if you know exactly. Mm-hmm. See. But they used to say, oh, it's a little ways down bar.
Uh-huh.
T'other side of that persimmon tree.
Oh, that tree over, how would they say? Would they say the tree was over,
yeah,
over it. There or over yonder?
It's just the t'other side of that persimmon tree over yonder.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say over, invariably it would be up, down, or out.
You know
the old expression is north is up, you know that.
I was going to ask you about that.
West is out.
It's out.
South is down and east is over.
No, I didn't know that. And if a person, say, lived someplace north, you'd say
if
they lived
they actually
up?
Use the right expression, they'd say up north.
Up north.
Down south. Down. Out west, okay. Or over east.
Over east.
And same way with the clock. People don't know the expressions of a clock. And
uh-huh.
You take here, when this gets up to 12,
uh-huh.
There's always been an expression, it's straight up 12 o'clock,
uh-huh.
Because straight both up. Hands are up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now when it gets 6 o'clock, guess what? Straight up and down.
Straight up and down?
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock.
Because both hands are
upright.
One up, one down.
Yeah.
Straight up and down 6
yeah.
o'clock or even up 12.
Uh-huh.
You'll still hear that expression.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people will look at their...
Say if 12, I've heard them, I still hear them say